This is the Composer's Datebook for June 2nd. I'm John Zeck. Today, in 1953, the coronation of Elizabeth II was one of the most spectacular public events of the decade. Thousands crowded her route to and from London's Westminster Abbey, and at the Queen's own request, the ceremony was televised live on the BBC. For the event, the British composer William Walton was asked to write two new pieces. The first was a coronation Te Deum. This was, in fact, a work that Walton had begun almost a decade earlier for a quite different occasion, namely the opening night of the 1944 London Proms. That choral piece got shifted to a back burner after Walton was asked to work on Laurence Olivier's wartime film of Shakespeare's Henry V. For the new Queen's coronation, Walton returned to his abandoned score, writing to friends, "I've got cracking on the Te Deum, lots of countertenors and little boys holy-holying, not to mention all the Queen's trumpeters and side drum. You will like it, I think, and I hope he will too." He was capitalized, so presumably Walton was referring to either the deity or Winston Churchill. Walton was also asked to compose a coronation march, which he entitled Orb and Scepter, after a line coincidentally from Henry V. Walton's march may have seemed a bit jazzy to the more conservative audiences of the day, but London was in a celebratory mood in 1953, and one critic's assessment, slipping into a bit of Cockney slang, suggests it sounds like a right royal knees up. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.